From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Each year, Garden and Gun magazine's Made in the South Awards highlights the best food, crafts, and creations from the region. And we've invited two winners from Georgia to talk about their work and inspire us with some holiday handicrafts. Megan Fowler is owner of the Brown Parcel Press. It's a letterpress and design shop set on a small farm in Hancock County, where she's joining us on the line. Megan, welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, and happy to talk with you all. Skylar Morgan is here in the studio. He's owner of Skylar Morgan Furniture and Design based in Atlanta. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad you're both here because makers maybe don't get enough attention in our culture, and so I'm really excited to hear more. Megan, what exactly is letterpress?
Yeah, that's such a good question. When people ask me at a dinner party what I do, I'm always sort of hesitant to say I'm a letterpress printer because nobody, I mean, I just get the most blank stares. But it's a centuries-old relief printing technique that uses a printing press to print the designs that I come up with. So most people are familiar with when I say, you know, Gutenberg and the Bible,
right.
You know, the original sort of printing. That it's the same technology. It's just been slightly updated. But the press that I use was made in the 70s. They don't make them anymore. So it is very much like an old school form of printing. But it's basically just one color at a time. Each piece of paper gets run through the press individually. So it's very labor intensive. But I love that.
Why? Why choose this old school way of printing?
Oh, gosh. I wish I knew why I love it so much. I think it's the amount of like detail that comes through on the paper. I've never seen anything like that that delivers that kind of result. I went to UGA for art school and majored in printmaking, and I knew before I even took my first class, I was like, this is what I'm going to do. And I don't even think I had done it for 6 months before I had found my own press and started my own business. It was a calling.
I thought you were studying neuroscience as a college student.
That's what I thought I was going to study. I think I was more surprised than my entire family. I come from an artistic family, and everybody had sort of gone an artistic route, and I really loved biology in high school, so that's what I thought I was going to do. I was having a hard time my first semester in college, and my middle brother said, you know, why don't you try art school? I'm kind of type A, focused, driven, and I was thinking about transferring colleges. He said, before you do anything drastic, why don't you just do something that you're not used to doing, which is, you know, basically take a breather. He said, why don't you just try art classes? And I thought, well, this is going to be like the wild thing that I do once upon a time. Never thought it would take. And I did it, and I just absolutely loved it. I spent nights at the art school. I lived it, I ate it, I slept it, I breathed it, and now I get to do it for my career. So it's amazing.
And you've been well recognized, as you have, Skylar. Apparently you were inspired to start crafting when you worked in your uncle's cabinet shop.
Yes. Yeah, I started pretty early with him.
How old were you?
I was 14 years old.
So what was it like being there in the studio or his workshop as a teenager?
It was a pretty great experience for being such a young kid. You know, it was kind of the next step, you know, from Legos. But, you know, it was really great. You know, I had learned a really great work ethic, and being around big machines as a kid and watching things come together, it was really great.
So what I was reading in your bio, that another pivotal moment for you was your experience in shop class. What did you make?
Well, by the time I got into high school shop, I was already a professional woodworker. So, you know, I built a lot of furniture for the teachers.
For the teachers?
Yeah. Yeah. They all had orders for me. So almost every year they have dining tables and dining sets and mirrors and bedroom sets, you know, so I built quite a bit high-end furniture for the teachers in shop class.
So you were building high-end furniture when you were in high school?
Yes.
Okay. And so you guys are both type A, I'm guessing.
Yes, very much so.
And you both founded your own companies, founded on handcrafting items. So how about that transition from taking this passion that you had into the world of brick-and-mortar spaces and retail? There must be so much that you have to learn. Skylar, you want to start?
Yeah, well, you know, I started so young, I really didn't know what I was getting myself into. I just knew that this is what I wanted to do, and I just put my head down and worked, and I built furniture that I loved, and thankfully everybody else liked it too.
Well, there is a lot of cost for that kind of thing. Obviously, you have to have equipment, you have to have space, you have to have materials.
Yes, yeah. I worked very hard, and I kind of worked myself up from nothing. Minimal tools, minimal machines, and every year just put everything I made back into the company, and eventually I have all the tooling and equipment I could ever need.
How about for you, Megan? Do you just have that big old press from the 19 or from whenever it was built?
Yes, in the 70s. Yeah, I get to work out of my own home, which is great with where I live and having two young daughters. But definitely the business part of it was the hardest aspect for me, coming from my art background. They don't teach you that in art school. So it was very much sort of like hopefully making small mistakes at first, learning very quickly. I think mainly just being adaptable and growing, allowing myself to grow at the rate that my company was growing, pushing myself in that way has served me well.
Well, you said that each color needs a new pass. So say you have a little gift card for, a greeting card, let's call it, for with two or three colors, that's a lot of time on one card.
Yes, it is. It is. And it's so funny. I always laugh when I go into a Kroger, the stationery aisle, and look at the greeting card prices. I mean, I'm just blown away because I know that they're digitally printed. And the amount of time I spend on one card and what we charge for it is just sort of laughable. But I'm just not willing to sacrifice on sort of what I see in my head. So, I've had other printers say to me, I can't believe that you have a card with four runs on it or four colors. That's kind of crazy, but I can't not do the amount of labor for the design. If it's calling for it, then I'm happy to put in the work because that's what it needs to be. I have no interest in making something that is not standard. That's not the word, but it just needs to be the way I see it in my head. And so we just work towards that.
That's Megan Fowler from Brown Parcel Press. She's one of the winners of Garden & Gun's annual Made in the South Awards. Also with me is Skylar Morgan from Skylar Morgan Furniture and Design, another winner. But this is interesting. I mean, you're talking about mass-produced cards, and we're living in a world, in a market dominated by IKEA for you, Skylar, ready to press board furniture that you assemble yourself, and Hallmark. So, Skylar, what's your case for buying something artisanal versus mass-produced?
Well, it's kind of the same thing she said. We focus on quality, and there's still a need out there for high-end quality pieces, handmade things. It's so important to be able to have that vision and that passion because that's how your work stands out.
But your customers must have to be pretty high end if they can afford handmade goods.
For the most part, yeah. But we're able to work inside of most budgets, And it really, I'm just appreciative of anybody who's appreciative of quality work.
Well, your Arkiform sofa won the magazine's best home item. How long does it take for you to make one of those?
There's around 150 hours just in the woodwork portion of that, and probably another 60 hours in the upholstery.
So maybe we should describe it. It's like a wooden. How would you describe it? You can probably do it much better than I.
Well, it's a love seat. It was kind of designed around conversation. So I wanted a really beautiful place for two people to sit and have a nice conversation. So with that, I wanted to use the best materials I could find to make you feel comfortable, make you feel important. And so it's just a very small love seat. It's got two curved corners, and it has a wood-woven, kind of one of my signature styles, a wood-woven back to it, and a meharam velvet seat.
Beautiful. The picture I saw was a beautiful wool upholstery velvet. It was just absolutely gorgeous. So, Megan, for you, Brown Parcel Press apparently is a family affair. Your mom also helps with the business?
Oh, yes, my sweet mother. Yes. Yeah, she came on board. I've had the company for 11 years, and she came on board when I was pregnant with my first daughter, and my belly literally was just too big for me to run the press. Like, it just kept bumping into the press. And so I think she took pity on me started helping me run the calendar that year. And she didn't hate it. I didn't know if she loved it. She's kind of a timid person. And so I just kind of, you know, said, you know, is this something that you think you might want to continue doing? And she didn't say no. And her role has just grown each year. I've just been so proud of her. And it's just such a strong example, I think, for my daughters and for other women who, after your kids have grown, you know, you can reinvent yourself. You can find skills that you didn't even know that you possess. That's been one of the best parts of what I do is getting to share that with her.
Well, and you started the company on a small farm. How does that setting influence your work?
Oh, it's everything. Yeah, I mean, my husband and I farmed. We had chickens and pigs. We still have chickens. And we managed a 2-acre organic vegetable garden in CSA. I think there's a similarity to both of those choices. It's a very intentional day. You have to be thinking through everything that's involved, whether you're planting something or whether you're printing something. Our illustrations are almost entirely based off of what we see around us. So a lot of botanical inspired illustrations, but also just a lot of like vegetables. I think I just was stunned at how gorgeous something like pak choi can be. And if you take just a minute to not just eat the pak choi, but to understand it as an object of beauty and something we're celebrating, that's what we hope to do is to connect people back to just how amazing, what a joy it is to be able to be alive and see what we're seeing outside, to take moments to cherish that.
That connection to place, I think, is a big part of this award.
Yeah.
This is the quintessentially Southern magazine naming both of you among those best of the South. Of course, there's food, there's drinks, there's all kinds of different categories. But, you know, Megan, you're from the South. Skylar, you're not originally. But so what does it mean for you to be called a Southern maker? Yeah.
Well, being from Montana and fairly new to the South, I have a big interest in Southern culture. My wife's from Louisiana, so she's really educated me on it. And I find it so interesting. It's so warm and welcoming and fun. And the Garden and Gun magazine's been kind of my Bible introduction into the South, you know, everything great that is the South. So huge honor to be mentioned in that magazine. Of course, nature is a big part of my background, and I gather a lot of my inspiration from nature, being outdoors. Garden and Gun's been great.
Well, from Montana to Atlanta in the Northwest, right? In Northwest Atlanta, your shop?
Yeah, Northwest side of Atlanta, off Chattahoochee.
Well, Skylar Morgan, congratulations and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Skylar Morgan there from Skylar Morgan Furniture and Design. And Megan Fowler, a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Megan Fowler's from Brown Parcel Press. They founded these companies, by the way, running their own. And both of them are named in Garden and Gun's Made in the South Awards for this year. Coming up, we're going to share some suggestions for your holiday playlist, courtesy of a local Atlanta DJ. This is On Second Thought.